Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Pass Fire near Kovalo has burned more than 27,000 acres, and the blaze threatens over 75 residences, 5 commercial properties, and 80 outbuildings. The fire is only 34% contained, and very rough terrain and high temperatures are hindering efforts. Over 1,500 firefighters are on scene. Evacuations exist for several locations along the Pass Fire east of Kovalo. There are no current evacuations in Happy Camp due to the Gough fire at this time. A community meeting was held yesterday sharing information on the current status of the Gough fire, the structure protection, and evacuation planning. The Gough fire is now 10,000 acres and 15% contained, but management of the Gough fire is being handled by a National Incident Management Organization team. There's currently no closure of the Pacific Crest Trail from Highway 96 to Lily Pad Lake. Please visit the Klamath National Forest website for complete closure information. The North Coast Air Quality Management District has issued an air quality alert for all areas south of Highway 36. Air quality has been listed as unhealthy, and smoke from wildfires has caused the hazard. Residents are recommended to limit all outdoor activity because the smoke can cause respiratory distress. Yesterday, the Arcata Police Department investigated a theft that occurred at the U.S. Bureau of Land Management office on Hinden Road. According to BLM representatives, two privately owned vehicles and a BLM all-terrain vehicle were stolen from a secure yard behind the headquarters. The ATV was on the BLM trailer, which is also reported as stolen. The stolen vehicles are privately owned by wildland firefighters, one of whom is currently deployed at a wildland fire in the Eastern Sierras. Several power tools were also stolen from BLM vehicles that were parked in the lot. Stolen vehicles were a black 1999 Toyota Tacoma, a red 1989 Toyota pickup, and a green 2006 Yamaha Rhino ATV. The stolen trailer has a U.S. Department of the Interior license plate. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a report of a bank robbery in Point Arena Thursday afternoon. Employees of Redwood Credit Union told officers that two men entered the bank, threatened employees and customers, and they demanded money. They left with approximately $50,000, but witnesses got a good look at their Jeep, and the search was on. A CHP officer and a deputy spotted the two suspects, Ramon Ojeda and Fred Orlando, as they drove along Fish Rock Road and watched as Ojeda exited the vehicle while Orlando drove away. Ojeda was immediately arrested while a deputy and a CHP officer conducted a high-profile stop on the vehicle. After a short standoff, Orlando surrendered. Both men were arrested and booked in the county jail. More KINS News. It's after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
For today's segment of our community, we've been talking a lot about forest fires as the dry conditions and lightning strikes pose a constant threat. We know that firefighters are the backbone for containing and extinguishing the fires, but firefighting is a multi-agency effort that includes other departments such as the Forestry Service, Caltrans, and the CHP. So we asked Chase Adams, Public Information Officer for the California Highway Patrol, how they help. One such way is making sure drivers follow Caltrans signs and keeping people out of evacuated zones. Adams went on to note that those large digital signs on the roadway do a great job because they operate in real time.
The Caltrans signs that are digitally remotely controlled, they do help because they're real time. Any changes, if we're up there and say a fire gets contained or a slide gets cleared, it can be changed just that quickly. And Caltrans controls that, we don't.
Stay tuned next Monday as we continue discussing issues that are important to our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.